Bob Filka. He is the CEO for the Michigan Association of Home Builders. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Tony.
How many members do you have?
We have just under 5,000 members across the state.
During the housing boom, what was the peak amount of members you had?
We were near 13,000 at one point. And those aren't all builders. Those are subcontractors, you know, people that supply the building industry as well. But, yeah, we've had a dramatic drop in the last 5 years.
Talking about those home builders, a lot of them kind of got into the subcontracting building when the home building business slowed down.
Well, those who have survived are clearly, there's only a handful statewide that really only do new construction anymore. Everybody else does everything, renovations and so forth. So, yeah, they've had to diversify and change their business models. Like a lot of other industries, they've become more efficient and have had to scramble to survive.
Is there any place in the mid-Michigan area, and to add to that, in the state where there is a housing increase, if you will, a boom in housing where people are building homes?
Well, boom is all relative. Actually, we were just looking at the housing permits so far that were issued so far this year. We're actually ahead of last year a little bit. About 6,000 homes, new home permits have been issued across the state through September. That's ahead of last year. And last year we had a little thing called the new home buyer tax credit, which was kind of, we thought, inflating the numbers a little bit because people were hurrying to try and take advantage of that tax credit. So there is a modest boom, although, you know, even this year we will finish below what in the past has been a historic low. I mean, if you look back historically, 1981, 82, the worst year ever, and we've had 5 years in a row where we've been at or below that number, but we're actually tracking to be ahead of last year's production. So we are seeing increases. We have bottomed out. What you will find, and I think most people as they drive around their communities, they see it happening where a lot of foreclosed upon developments or developments that were distressed have been purchased by other companies. I know that's happened in mid-Michigan. Allen Edwin Homes and the Mayberry Homes and others have purchased a lot of the developments that hit bottom probably a year and a half ago. So things are turning. It's just such a slow market right now in terms of growth. And I think we're going to be that way for probably several years just simply because of the dramatic change that we had when the bubble burst in this sector.
In its peak time, what was the high when it came to numbers of building permits?
The highest year was close to 50,000 homes in Michigan. Now, what some people would consider to be normal in Michigan for housing production was about half of that, probably 25, 26,000 homes. If you look back historically and do an average across how many homes are built each year, you know, there's a normal demand for homes, you know, a cycling of homes, if you will. You have a number of them that come off, you know, get tore down. You have some population growth in areas around the state. So normal, we're not even, we're maybe 30% of normal now, even though we're looking at an increase over last year.
Now, yesterday I received a email, and it was about 8:50, and I got you on the phone for a few minutes, but I don't think we did the story justice. The third quarter Michigan Housing Index showed that there was a flattening in home building and remodeling activity. I guess I looked at that on the positive side that, hey, you know, even though the builders index is down slightly, the remodelers activity was flat, so maybe we have hit bottom.
Oh, yeah. I don't think there's any question. In fact, you do have some, we have hit bottom across the state. And I think some people, and part of the problem in our industry right now is maybe consumers haven't kind of embraced that and said, okay, yeah, anybody that, you know, people that were sitting on the fence deciding whether to purchase a home or build a new home, you know, they get kind of hesitant given the marketplace. But it is statistically, looking at the numbers, we hit bottom probably about a year ago, actually, a little more than a year ago.
All right. Anything about that report that was released yesterday surprise you?
Well, we had been tracking, we had been growing, increasing the positive sentiment and outlook for probably 7 months in a row, because we actually do a survey each month. We simply aggregate those surveys and report them on a quarterly basis. It was the first quarter where we saw a move in the other direction. So, I think there is some caution right now, and that's, I think it's clearly a result of some of the national and international uncertainty about the economy. Are we going to take, is the nation's economy going to dip again? And, Michigan's still, we're very closely linked to the national economy. If the national economy turns the other way, are we going to be hurt? Because we've been starting to grow out of our own state's recession. And so I think that uncertainty has kind of put the brakes a little bit on the optimism of some of our members.
All right. And obviously, Bob, once this foreclosed market dries up, people buy those homes up, there's obviously going to be a demand for new homes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the math right now, like I mentioned, we've had 5 years in a row of record low construction. That pent-up demand will eventually take off. And right now, the biggest break, I would say, in addition to the consumer confidence issue, it's really appraisal issues. I mean, some of the larger banks in the state have, unfortunately, they actually even have an interest in this crazy dysfunctional market to devalue real estate in Michigan, and so appraisals are coming back at just crazy low numbers. Literally where a newly constructed house, the appraisal comes back at less than what the cost of the materials are. And unfortunately, banks are right now being punished for larger holdings in real estate in distressed states like Michigan. And so there's a natural, I think, market force that for some of those institutions, they want to devalue the value of their portfolio held in Michigan. And so we're seeing some ripple effects of that are damaging overall and kind of putting the brakes on any kind of full recovery.
We've been talking with Bob Filka, from who is the CEO from the Michigan Association of Home Builders. Thanks so much, Bob.
Thanks, Tony.